Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and salvation. O come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy. The Almighty and Merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all our sins, grace for true repentance and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We also hear the reading of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thanks be to God.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We human beings never seem to be satisfied. God might ask us, what more do you want? There always seems to be something that we really want to have, something we would rather have, something we think we can't live without. Daily, God provides us with food and clothing, home and family. He gives us our daily bread and all that we need to support this body and life. He protects us from all evil, guards and keeps us from all danger. With his rod and staff, he keeps us from straying too far, from endangering ourselves too much and too often. He directs us back onto the right path. He leads us back to the still waters and green pastures. These pastures are so green, so lush, and yet we begin to take them for granted. We hardly know what choices to make for dinner because we have such an abundance in our world today. We tire of what God gives us. Though God miraculously fed the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness, they grumbled and complained that it was always the same. Give us something new. They were even tempted to go back to slavery in Egypt just to have different kind of food. Our lives are sometimes hectic. Deadlines and pressure surround us. We are stressed out to the max, especially this time of year. We weary ourselves. We overextend ourselves. We even wonder, does God really care? But God promises that he has still quiet waters to calm and refresh us. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. There is no greener pasture than God's pasture. No place is calmer than the stream of God's kindness. My cup runs over. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Spiritual blessing God pours out upon us beyond what we could ever deserve or even imagine. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He restores my soul. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. He restores my soul. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He restores my soul. Because I live, you shall live also. He restores my soul. Through God our Creator, we have life. Even a pagan poet recognized this so clearly and stated it so well that St. Paul quotes him in the New Testament. In him we live and move and have our being. Through God the Holy Spirit, we have spiritual life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The Holy Spirit works in our hearts through the gospel to comfort us and to awaken us to new life, new spiritual life, to walk in newness before God. He is the Lord and giver of life who comforts us in every time of trouble. He promises, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me." Through Jesus, our Redeemer, we have eternal life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore. Even when we are in the midst of dangers, his table is prepared before us, set there for us to feed and sustain us on the journey of life, until the Lord returns to take us to himself in heaven. David uses so much imagery in this psalm, it's almost more than one can take in. But all of it directs us to trust in God for all things and not ourselves. To trust in God for all things physical and all things spiritual. He has the answers when we have none for ourselves. Even in the midst of the most alarming dangers and difficulties, even death has to yield to God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. The ultimate answer comes when he opens for us his eternal home. But even now, even here in this life, God makes his eternal home, his dwelling among us and in us. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he promised his disciples, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Jesus makes his home in you, in your heart. He is there to sustain you, comfort you, guide you, and bring you to eternal life. The Word of God, Jesus' Word, Jesus who is the Word, nourishes and sustains us until we see him face to face. This is the work of our Good Shepherd through his Holy Spirit. These are the green pastures, the quiet waters that restore our soul, that lead us, that comfort us, that give us goodness and mercy all the days of our life. In the busy days ahead, take time to lie down where your Good Shepherd guides you. Drink from the still waters of his life-giving word. Let him anoint your head with the fragrant oil of forgiveness. Your Good Shepherd is guarding and protecting you in all things, even in the presence of your enemies, even when your worst enemy is yourself. Don't listen to your own voice. Listen to the voice of your Good Shepherd. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.
Communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.